Halloween this week. So my topic is a scary thought as Halloween approaches. In the 9 months since his inauguration, Trump has accepted responsibility for nothing. Every failure is someone else's fault, and anyone's success is due to Trump's self-perceived magnificence. But what Trump does best is very simply invoke the five-year-old child's playground taunt, "I know you are, but what am I?" As he so famously said in one presidential debate, "No puppet, you're the puppet." As indictments begin to fall around him, Trump has no arrow in his quiver except to proclaim no collusion. Hillary is the colluder. It's no wonder that the Republican Senator Bob Corker has repeatedly said the White House has become an adult daycare center. Like a child with his hand caught in the cookie jar of the Russia investigation headed by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, Trump has no serious response to the supremely serious matters before Mueller, except to proclaim, "Witch hunt, fake news," and to whine, "What about her?" Hillary is Trump's devil woman. She's his devil in disguise. What's truly scary is that we have a man in the White House that conducts himself like a child, a man that has upon his shoulders the responsibility of leading this nation, and indeed, the free world. A man whose own Secretary of State has called him an effing moron, and yet not one single Republican stood up to defend him. Recently, the American Psychiatric Association, under their ethical obligation of duty to warn, has broken with tradition to advise the nation and those that have sworn to, quote, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, that Donald Trump is a danger to himself, to others, and to our country. As Halloween approaches, knowing that Donald Trump, a man prone to temper tantrums, sits in the Oval Office, that is what should truly terrify those that love this great nation. I'm Ari, and I just put a scary thought as Halloween approaches on the table.